The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Getting ready for the next crash in 6 simple steps. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. When you're done watching today's episode, you are going to understand 6 great areas that you can prepare for the coming crash, because there's going to be another one. So when you're done with today's episode, you'll be prepared. You'll be ahead of the game. You'll be smarter than the average investor out there. Welcome to the show. This is the show where we help you build financial freedom. And the vehicle that we use is buy and hold real estate. That's what we do. You can use whatever means necessary. You can go out and buy your own business. You can buy gold. I don't care. We use buy and hold real estate. And the purpose is to create cash flow. Every month, our rental properties produce cash flow. So what happens when there's a housing crash or a market crash? People love to throw these terms around because, you know, it's something that the news can latch onto, the evening news, and everyone gets in a panic about it. The way that I feel about housing bubbles, I'm sure I've made clear to you here on the show. If not, you can check out some of the other episodes where I've talked about what I think if there is a housing bubble. I believe that all bubbles are specific to certain markets. In fact, every street is different when you're buying real estate. Some streets might have more foreclosures than the street around the corner because there's more people who own properties free and clear around the corner, therefore fewer foreclosures. And then if you drive across town, there might be million-dollar homes that just are having a major crash right now. And then you drive to downtown and it's better. So I don't believe there is a nationwide bubble for real estate. But when there are market corrections, there's an opportunity out there for us to buy. But there's also ways to protect ourselves. So let's dive into 6 ways that we can protect ourselves. Number one is to know your markets and to know your rents. Now, this is very important. How can you find this out? Well, property managers, and we always work with local property managers in our different markets, and landlords are going to know the local market and the rents better than anyone. Okay. So you need to tap into property managers to get a sense of what's going on in the market. For instance, we know right now in one of our Michigan markets, we're seeing rents going up nicely. They're not skyrocketing, but they're going up nicely year after year. So on a tenant turnover, I know that I can raise my rent a little bit. That's great to know. How do I know that? Because the property manager told me that information, right? They're keeping their eye to what's happening in these local neighborhoods. Now, you might say, well, wouldn't an appraiser know that? Or wouldn't a bank know that? No. And here's the thing. Here's a secret that investors know that other people don't know, is that appraisers and banks are a day late and a dollar short. Now, I'm not insulting any appraisers out there. They're simply working with old data. When an appraiser goes in to get a sense of what's happening in the neighborhood, they're not looking at the number of homes that are, frankly, lived in by retail buyers who are living there free and clear. They're not also looking at stability of the job market, stability of jobs in that area. They're simply looking at the house, and they're looking at old data to make their assessment. So what I want to do is get a sense of prognostication, right? I want to see what's going to happen a bit in the future. And by looking at rents going up, that's something that you're not going to get from an appraiser. You're also not going to get that from a bank, because a bank is also living in the past when it comes to data. Now, this is an opportunity for you as an investor, because if there are other people out there, newbie investors, who are using appraisers and that's the only thing they're relying on, then that's an opportunity for you to jump in and grab a property. That happened to me recently. I wanted to make an offer on this particular property. I actually knew that someone else was in the process of making an offer on the property, but was a new investor, didn't really know what they were doing, and they were going and hiring an appraisal. And I said, whoa. I already know that this is a great property. I know this area. I'm going to jump in and take this. I'm not waiting for this person to make an appraisal and make their offer. I'm going to jump in right now. And that's what sealed the deal for me. As a seasoned investor, I'm able to jump into that. So again, appraisers using old data, frankly. In fact, they might be even using months old data. And a lot can happen in a few months in a particular neighborhood. So be aware of that. The second way that you can prepare yourself for an upcoming market crash or collapse in the housing market is to own properties free and clear. What got people into trouble in 2007, 2008? Right, being over leveraged, okay? So if you can own properties free and clear, then you can be in the clear. Now, you might see a dip in the value of your $60,000 house. It might drop down to $50,000 in value during some sort of a correction. Who cares? You own it free and clear, and you're not carrying a mortgage on that property. And you're also keeping it rented with market rent in good neighborhoods like we've taught you to buy, right? So having those properties owned free and clear and not having a debt service on them can really be powerful during a downturn. The number three way to protect yourself during a market crash is to not be over leveraged. So this goes with point number two, right? To buy properties free and clear anytime you can. To have that cash flow unfettered is beautiful. But our third point is about not being over leveraged. So here's the mistake that investors make all the time. They buy property and they buy it and they don't have proper cash flow on that property. They pay too much for a property. You know my rule, right? Which is to not buy single family homes more than $150,000. Don't spend more than $150,000 on a single family home. Most of the homes I buy are in that $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 range, okay? I do not want to buy properties more than $150,000 because the rent will not keep up with the value of the house beyond that point. Very important point. So, if you buy a $300,000 single family home that you think is a great investment, I got news for you. That mortgage that you're paying $3,000 a month on, you're not going to get $3,000 in rent. Maybe you will if you're lucky. But then when there's a market correction, guess what's going to happen to that rent? That's going to plummet, okay? That's going to plummet down to about $1,800 a month. I've seen it happen, and it will happen on a property of that cost. Now, you're carrying a mortgage for $3,000 a month, and now your tenant's only paying $1,800 a month. Guess who's underwater there? You are. So don't make that mistake. Rather, be in areas where your rent is going to be above that value. So in a $60,000 home, it might rent for $750, $800, $900 a month. That's a great deal, right? Because now you're probably either owning it free and clear, or the leverage you have on that particular property is going to be very, very low for a $60,000, $65,000 house. So again, don't over leverage yourself. That's how people got in big trouble during the last collapse. How would you like to be able to buy rental real estate with 0% interest? Yes, it can actually happen. And I'm going to tell you how. It's totally amazing, but it actually works. So our partners at Fund & Grow have managed to do this for our clients. They've actually helped raise over $25 million for our clients to buy rental real estate. I'm going to tell you how you can get $500 off the sign-up fee. You're going to save $500 off your sign-up fee. That's amazing. Just by visiting our website, go to the funding tab on our website, morrisinvest.com/funding. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, my last name, morrisinvest.com/funding. And you'll save $500 off your sign-up fee. So how does this work? All right. So what Fund & Grow has done here, they're magicians. What they'll do is they'll set up business credit cards for you. You might get 4, 5, 6 different credit cards tied to an LLC or a business that they create. They do it all for free. They'll set up the LLC for free. You don't have to worry about that part. You just sign up with them and they'll take care of the rest. And then they'll get you multiple credit cards in that business at 0% interest, because most of these cards have a 0% interest for the first 18 months or a year. Okay. So then you'll pull that money together. So some of our clients will get 70,000, others 110,000. My wife and I, because we did it jointly, got $175,000 to work with that let us buy three or four rental properties with that money. And then after they're renovated and they're cash flowing with the tenant, you just rinse and repeat. You refinance, pull that money out, and then you pay off the cards. And then Fund and Grow helps you do it all over again. So if you want to do it next year, you can rinse and repeat over and over again. And the best part is they're only going to charge you this money if they get you the money. So when you sign up and you save that $500 off and you go through the process, if they can't get you the money for some odd reason, then you don't pay for it. It's that simple. And they do an amazing job of making everything so smooth. So we just had two clients last week that closed on two different properties, totally unrelated human beings. They don't know each other. And they bought properties using the Fund and Grow process. And they were closed, super simple. Everything was handled properly. The title company, super smooth sailing. And now they own a cash flowing piece of property that is adding to their net worth. And they have 0% interest on the back end on these credit cards. It's amazing. And it works. So to get $500 off, it's the only way you can get it, is to visit our website today at morrisinvest.com/funding. Check them out, talk to them on the phone, and I guarantee you are going to be blown away. Thanks, Fund and Grow. Number four way to protect yourself during a downturn is simply to have some cash in the bank. Now, this isn't like a Dave Ramsey approach where you're going to have 6 months of savings just in case. You know, something happens. I don't agree with that strategy at all. Necessarily, we don't need to get into all the details now. You know, I've railed against that before. But what I'm saying is to have money in case you want to find some deals. Have enough money sitting there that you can though go out and pounce on some great deals that may arise. That's what's going to happen in a downturn. There are going to be deals that are going to pop up. There may be foreclosures, short sales, other areas where there's going to be distress that'll enable you to swoop in and make a purchase on a property because you've got some cash in the bank. You know, dumb investors have nothing, right? They have nothing left and they're fully leveraged. They have zero savings and they're totally maxed out. You want to have some money in the bank that you can pounce on some good deals when a correction occurs. My fifth strategy for helping you stay correct during a market correction is to make sure that you're renting to tenants with diversified jobs. So I look at my portfolio of properties. Every tenant in my property is different, okay? This is why I talk about renting in areas where you have a diverse labor force. The areas that my company, we love to buy properties and rehab for our clients, and I personally buy many, many of them, is in areas where we've got all sorts of different jobs. Remember, I never want to be in a one-horse town. I don't want to be in the one place in the one town where there's an oil refinery. That's the only job available. And I'm renting to 20 people that work at the oil refinery. And then suddenly the oil refinery goes out of business. Guess what's going to happen? Yep, you're about to have 20 people that live in your home, in your apartment complex that are without a job. And you are up a river without a paddle, as they say. So make sure that you're renting to people that have diverse jobs. So I can name, I've got postal employees that rent from me. I've got a principal in a school that rents from me. I've got someone that works at a Walmart, a manager of a Walmart that rents from me. I've got a diverse range, right? I've got people that work at Amazon that rent from me, people that work at FedEx that rent from me. So different jobs offer security in a downturn. So if FedEx were to go out of business, imagine that, right? Imagine FedEx going out of business. Well, guess what? That's one or two of my tenants that work for them. But the local hospital is not going out of business, and the nurse that works at the hospital still has a job. So diversity in your tenant job placement. And number six on my list of ways to protect yourself during a market correction, get used to it. It's going to happen. And you can't get scared about it. You can't be upset about it. It is part of the cycle. When you invest in real estate, if you are out there in the field playing and actually making money and building wealth, this is going to happen. You have to get used to it. Now, if you don't want to be a part of it, you don't want to be in the arena, and a 401k is fine for you, right? And your W-2 job is fine for you, and a minimal return in the stock market is fine for you, then great. Just wait till the cycle happens and you lose money in your 401k in the stock market, right? It's going to happen. Its cycles exist. John Schaub, in his great book, Building Wealth in a Changing Market, he's a great real estate investor. He says this, I'm going to quote, successful investors not only adapt to change, they exploit it. While the majority sit on the sidelines wringing their hands, successful investors are looking for and buying opportunities created by the change. Change is going to happen. It's an opportunity. If you've got some of that cash on hand, you can pounce on some of those deals. And if you've followed the other five steps that I laid out here today, you'll be in a good place going forward so that even during a market correction, you're going to have consistent rent, you're going to have free and clear properties, and you're going to have consistent cash flow flowing in, all in an effort to create financial freedom for you and your family. If you haven't already downloaded my freedom cheat sheet, it's simple. Just download it. It's right here. You can download it. And it's 3 pages, totally free. It'll help you and your family figure out your monthly expenses, and then how to reverse engineer it from there. How many rental properties would it take for you to be financially free? Download it today. And thank you so much for subscribing to the show. I really appreciate it. Now, it's my deepest goal for you to go out there and take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.